Welcome to Unapologetically Mahogany. This is a real, raw, uncut podcast where I talk about it all. I'm dope, hilarious, and bring good energy. So if that's what you're about, then I encourage you to stay for a while. Whether you're sipping on a bottle of bubbly or water, because you know you need some H2O in your life, then go ahead and get you a little something something. These episodes are entertaining, so if you're ready to vibe out to my crazy shenanigans, eventful story times, and opinionated topics, then you're in the right space. All right, so today's episode is all about things to do in Florida, specifically like Tampa. And I am here with my best friend, Karina. And I'm so excited because we're in the same place this time. I'm actually visiting Florida and I'm just loving it. So I'm so happy that she's here with me today.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about all things Tampa, Florida, things to do in the area. But before we do that, you know, we wanted to just talk about like how we met, because we've been best friends since I think like 8 years old.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Right? And we first met at a Child's Haven. Yes. And we were going to the same school, Brooker Elementary, and our moms worked there, and that's how we met. And then we lived like not too far away from each other. And I even remember like our phone numbers.
Yeah, I do too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So yeah, we'd always hang out and everything. And I'll never forget, there was this time because we'd always like play tag, you know. Yes.
Always.
And we were like, there was one weekend we were out. And like, let me tell you, she was like the first person to show me how to use a razor, y'all. This isn't embarrassing, but I'm still going to talk about it. We were outside. I think I had like on a sleeveless t-shirt and we were shooting hoops. And I think it was a few of the guys outside, like Mikey.
Yes.
And was it Ill?
Probably.
Yes.
Yep. And Greg might have even been out there too.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I'm trying to think. Yeah.
Yes. And we were out there and I like shot. I don't even know if I made the basket or not. And you like, you're like, whoa, girl.
Come here.
Yes, had a little something something going on underneath the arms, y'all.
Mind you, we were preteens. This was,
yes,
I don't even think we had hit teenagedom yet. It was probably, we were tweens, I think.
Yes.
Were we tweens?
I think so. Yes. Yeah. I think so. Yes. And like she helped me and I was like, oh, okay. This is how you do it.
It was so, that is so funny. Wait, let me tell you so many stories. So many stories.
We do. Oh my goodness. And this is a Brandon Parkway?
Yes.
Yes. We're here over at the Brandon Parkway. The weather is beautiful. And y'all will probably hear like cars and stuff in the background, like the birds. But this is actually the spot where I had to break it off with this guy. And I think Karina remembers. I remember telling her I had met this guy and he was like much older than me by like over 10 years. I think his name was Troy.
Yep.
You remember him?
Yep, I remember Troy. Troy, if you're hearing this.
Yes, and I think, I don't know if it was the first date or second date, and he told me that he had been inside for like 10 years. And I was like, 10 years? And he was like, yeah, for burglary. I was like, what the heck? Oh my gosh. Man.
Oh my gosh. I had completely forgot about Troy. Oh my gosh.
Yes. I don't think you ever met.
I never met him.
No, you didn't meet him. No. Because I was working at Kmart and he was so smooth and he gave me his card because he was a barber.
I remember Kmart.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. And I used to go and see her while she was working.
Yes. Yes. He actually worked in that barber shop. The one where I was supposed to meet, no, y'all were at when I was supposed to meet that guy, Corey.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh my gosh.
Girl.
I feel like a whole memory was unlocked just now.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, because I ended up, he was like, well, can I see you? Because I was like, yeah, this isn't going to work. Because I was like, how is this going to work? Like, we're going to have to put everything under
a jailbird.
Yes. I'm like, you can't even get a good job. So I had to break it off. We were walking here and he gave me these like essential oils to put on.
Yes, that was the essential oil guy.
Yes.
Oh my Yes.
Yes, I had to break it off.
That was when you put me on essential oils.
Yes. That was it. Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, we broke it off and I was like, dang, anything could happen literally because this is like an open field. But he respectfully understood. And I like drove off making sure he wasn't following me. But
that's not funny. But yeah, yeah,
girl, right? Yes. And I was like, dang, burglary. That's terrible. So I don't. He said he was young when he did it. But still, I was like, that's too long. But yeah, that barbershop was where, because we had went. It was some spot we went because y'all were trying to hook me up. Well, I thought he was cute with that guy named Corey.
Yes.
And yeah, we went some spot and he didn't show.
Yes.
Or he wasn't there yet or something. And then we left shortly after, after we paid to get in. Yeah. And then we were going to go to the spot over there by the barbershop.
Yes.
But I don't think I made it. Yeah, I think I had to go home. Mm-hmm. But it was crazy. Yeah.
I remember that. I'm not going to say the last name. But yeah, I do remember Corey. Yes.
And he was cute.
He was. Yes. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, but man, just stories for days. Oh my goodness. And it makes me think about, oh, Splitsville.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Let me tell you how cool Splitsville was. So Splitsville was a bowling alley that turned into a nightclub at night. And when I tell you that was the place to be around that time, it was, I mean, everybody who was anybody who was there at Splitsville getting their drink on, and they served sushi. Yes, they served sushi there, and it was good sushi too. But it was, that was the place to be. Yes.
Wow. See, I didn't know they served sushi. Okay. No, because right above it was a movie theater.
The theater, yes, which was called, I forgot the name
too.
Of it. It has since shut down.
Oh, it has? Mm-hmm. Dang, that's crazy.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Yeah, because I remember Splitsville because we met you guys there before. Yeah, a while back because I had on this orange little dress. I think my hair is braided up, and I think that was during, like, the Paul days.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yes. And we had a picture taken. Yes. I think I had leggings on. I forget what type of shoes, but yes. And then because I remember the movie theater because – you remember Roberto?
Yes.
Man, oh y'all, I gosh. Promise, like, I've been through it. These were, like, not one behind the other.
No, they were not. Let's get that clear.
Yes.
My girl is an angel.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, because he had took me out, and we went to that movie theater. Yes, because that's the first time I had
Roberto.
Ever tried. Bro, yes.
Well, we'll talk about that off camera.
Yes, because that's the first time we were up there, and we had, I think I tried, was it raspberry iced tea or something like
yes.
that? Yes. Yes, because we went up the little escalator.
Yes. Uh-huh. They sure do.
Yeah, and we went there. It was during the daytime and everything like that. And, oh, I got to mention him really quick. So he was actually one of the guys, one of the first guys I felt that was genuinely really like, okay, I like you, you like me. And if I missed his call, he would always leave like this really nice voicemail. And I would be like, oh my gosh. But obviously, you know, he was great for what it was. But it wasn't that great because obviously I didn't marry him.
No,
but,
no.
But that's crazy. So I remember that movie theater. And now over in that area, they've built up so much. Like right down below.
Yes.
Because they have like, we went to this ice cream spot when I brought Robert. And like, there's a whole bunch of other like places, I guess now.
Yes, they have that new Mexican place, which is so good, by the way. It's where Hooters used to be.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
It's so good.
I don't
remember the name of it. Shucks.
Really?
So
that's so crazy.
For the people out there who want to come and visit.
Oh my gosh. Yes, because that area is like considered Channel Side?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Channel Side is beautiful.
It is, y'all. It's so beautiful because they got like the trolley or cable car that you can take.
Yes, it's called Jotoro.
Ooh.
Jotoro Kitchen and Tequila Bar.
Okay.
And it's very, very good.
Really?
It's by the water, by the Port Tampa. So that's where you go to go on your cruise. That's Ooh. Where the cruise boats come in. So naturally, you're going to have a whole bunch of, you know, bars and ice cream places and even dog friendly little restaurants and things of that nature. So yes.
Oh, that's not bad. So is this like an expensive restaurant? Because it sounds it by the name. Or is
not
it
too bad, surprisingly. It's not too, it's moderate. I'd give it out of $4 signs, I give it $2 signs.
Okay. 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 Yeah, and Karina, she knows, like, I feel all like the good food spots to go to. Yes. And those by the water too. Yes.
It's so, the beauty about being in Tampa is you're never too far away from water at any given time.
That part, yes.
Anywhere. I mean, you can even be close to the suburbs, and you're going to be near a lake or a river, which the river goes out to the Tampa Bay. So you're always close. People here have boats nonstop. It's very outdoor friendly, surprisingly, because Tampa's pretty flat. But there's so many things to do here. I really do think it's like a hidden gem still.
Yes, I agree too, because like you got the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yeah, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, and we gotta talk about too, when I came last time, we all did that helicopter ride.
Oh my gosh. That was so fun. I still think about it. I really do.
Yes, it was so much fun. So that's something that you can take or at least try to do once you're here. I'll have to leave it down in this description box because I don't remember what it's called, but it's like this helicopter spot that you can sign up, and you know, they do like 30-minute rides, hour rides, and you can see like all of Tampa Bay, which is pretty cool. So yeah, you're right, they got that. What do you think about the aquarium? Should they visit the Tampa Bay Aquarium?
So here's the thing is Tampa Aquarium lacks a lot. It does. It's expensive. And
very.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
And I feel like with the prices that they're charging, they would have more exhibits, or exhibits that are even functioning. A lot of them are still closed. So,
dang.
Yeah, Tampa Aquarium needs to get it together.
Okay, see? Yes, that, and drop the prices.
And drop the prices! Good grief.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. So
but yes. So have you been to Busch Gardens?
It's been so long.
Oh,
have they changed it up a bit?
It's so awesome.
Really?
It's so awesome. When you and Robert come again,
okay,
we're going to, and okay, hopefully it's during the time. So Busch Gardens has this thing called the Food and Wine Fest. And it's so nice because in Busch Gardens, it's an amusement park. Very kid friendly. I mean, ranging from very little kids, they have like the Sesame Street area, but then they have the grown area where it's very walkable. You have little booths, like little stations where there's little samples of foods that you can get from different parts of the world. And they offer drinks there also. So if you want like an adult beverage, or even if you want some like a fruity non-alcoholic drink, they have those there. They have concerts there, and it's such a vibe. It's really, really nice. It's great for a date, you know, to go out there. If you don't feel like doing the whole, you know, drinking and walking and wine tasting and all those things, you can go see the animals. They have a huge zoo that's, I mean, one of the top zoos in the South, which is really, really cool. All types of animals. You can have animal encounters, which you do have to pay extra, but it's worth it. It's worth it. And then they have this amazing train that takes you all around the park. So you can, I mean, if you're into drinking, such as myself, you can have a beverage, bring it on to the train, and just sightsee, which I love doing also. If I didn't have an 8-year-old that would let me live, I would spend the whole time on the train, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So the train, is that different from the safari ride thingamajig? Or is that
It is. It's a little different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really cool. Okay, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, and it's free. The train ride is free.
I like that word.
Yeah, I do.
Wow. So, that is not bad. Okay, wait, so speaking of Busch Gardens, when is the time to come for Hollow Scream?
Oh, Hollow Scream, Hollow
yes!
Scream.
Yes!
So, if you guys are into jump scares and, you know, people chasing after you with chainsaws and things like that, September to October, between the end of September all the way till the end of October, there's Hollow Scream going on in Busch Gardens, and it is scary.
Ooh.
It is scary. It is spooky. So fun to do, though, especially if you have a group of people to go with, or even if it's you and your partner. I mean, it's just so fun, just kind of seeing everybody, and you get to see how everybody's, like, makeup is done. It looks so gory and crazy. It looks real. It's really cool, all the prosthetics that they use. Really cool.
Oh my gosh, are you going this year?
I don't know. I don't know if my heart can take these jump scares anymore. My mind knows that they're not real, and I still get scared. I don't know.
Oh, no way.
Are you coming down?
Man, I've never been, because I get scared so easy.
Oh, gosh. Right? This one right here, I don't even think she'd make it 50 feet in the entrance.
No. I doubt it. Oh, my gosh.
Her husband would be having to pick her up.
Yes. He'd enjoy it.
He would enjoy it. Yes, he would. Right? Yes, he would. Oh, come here, honey.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So, has there been any changes for Adventure Island? Have you been there lately?
I have not, believe it or not, been to Adventure Island, which is something that I would like to do this summer. I want to. You know, there's a lot of times where people in Tampa don't really take advantage of all the things that we have here, such as myself. Right. Like, I should be going to, they have Volcano Bay now, which is like a water park. They have really cool slides, and they have big ones, and they have ones that are like nice and moderate for people, for the non-swimmers.
Like, you know. Wow.
We're going to get you swimming, girl.
I know, right?
We are.
I need to. Mm-hmm. Wait, it's a caterpillar. I got a dragon. Okay. Okay.
Well, it's all gonna be funny,
girl. Yes.
Oh gosh, what was it?
Yes, it was a caterpillar, right? And I was like, oh my gosh,
I didn't even feel him.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, I was gonna flick it, but I was like, no, I gotta use your purse. But it's all good. It's gone.
It?
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to mess up your purse. Okay.
I'm surprised that they
have. Yes, I was like, what the heck? Yes, y'all. What
you said? Caterpillars. I'll just sit up right.
Oh, you sure?
Okay. But yes. So
we're back.
Right.
Brief intermission. This is Caterpillar.
Oh,
on her shoulder or her jacket.
Yes. So there are so many things to do, especially in the summertime, that are open. So I'm definitely going to be taking advantage of Adventure Island, Islands of Adventure. I don't know how you guys feel about SeaWorld, because, you know, the whole... not Shamu, but just animals in captivity.
I know.
So I don't know if we'll be
going there.
Patroning.
Yeah.
That establishment, even though it's hard because Busch Gardens, I believe, own SeaWorld. So I feel like regardless, they're still gonna get paid something. I don't know how that works, but. Yeah, so I haven't been to SeaWorld in a very long time because I feel kind of bad. But yes, definitely Islands of Adventure, Adventure Island. So Adventure Island and Volcano Bay are the two, like, main water parks that are very, like, popular. I think Volcano Bay is in Orlando, actually.
Oh, okay. Are they new? I never heard of them.
It's pretty new.
Oh, wow.
Like, the last, I'd say, 3-4 years.
Dang, that is new.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So. Wow. Oh, yeah. So many things.
Girl, yes. So many things. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Because speaking of a SeaWorld, we had went last year. But girl, it was only because we got them free.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. We got them free for that one.
Military?
Yes. So you got them free. But Robert was very like, this was not all that. And I didn't really care too much for it. But the dolphins were so cute.
Oh, really?
So we did see that part. But it was like short. And then it started to rain. So then we went back the next day because we like went in and then it started to rain.
Oh,
and
I remember that. Yeah. When you guys came in with your brother.
Yes. And then we went back and it was short lived. We didn't stay too long. It just wasn't like giving like, ooh. So I was like glad that we didn't spend money for it.
Tell me about it.
Girl, yes. So that was the only thing about that. But you're right, they got so many other theme parks to visit in Orlando.
They do. I mean, you know, they have the obvious Disney World.
Yes, y'all.
Which I would love to go to. I have boys, so
yes.
They're not really into Disney World. What they do love is Universal Studios, though. Universal Studios is like the boy version of Disney World. They have, you know, all these crazy roller coasters and you know, things to do for boys.
Yes, because I think they got the whole...
Yes, they do.
Okay, okay. Yeah, oh, okay. So, crazy story. Well, funny story. Yes, I rode the Hulk.
You... What, excuse me?
Yes, I rode the Hulk.
It wasn't bad, was it?
It was horrible. Oh, my gosh. No, because it was in middle school. We went there... Because I went to Young Middle Magnet, and yes. You went to Burns.
Yes.
Yes, yes. So we went to two different middle schools, y'all. And I went there, and I think it was like the end of the school year where they do the trip. Uh-huh. And so, was it? I think it was middle school, and I had, you know, you remember my hair, like, it ain't long like yours. Yeah. So, it was whatever it could be in that little ponytail. I don't know if you want to call it that. It just stood up like alfalfa.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... My classmates were like, oh, this ride isn't that bad. And I hadn't seen it.
Oh, my
so I
gosh.
Went on. Yes, I went on. And I came off. And I held my hands on so tight that I lost circulation in my hand. Then I came off. And because my hair was so short, the little ponytail didn't stay in. The ponytail was gone. So my hair was just like all over the place.
No!
Yes, it was so embarrassing. Oh, my gosh. And back then, like, this whole natural movement was not going on.
Not. It was not.
Yeah, so I was looking crazy.
There was no natural movement.
Girl, at all.
So deep condition wear.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. So I don't know what I did, if I found a rubber band or something, but I would never do it again.
Oh, my God.
No. No. And I don't know.
So you wouldn't get on a roller coaster again? Like, maybe like one that's lighter. Like a gentler one.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Because I don't know if Tower of Terror is there, too.
Oh, honey, no. I would never. I can't. So,
like, I did that one. Yeah. So, I'm like, what the heck?
You could do that.
Oh, yeah. But I was freaking out. I would never do it again.
Oh, my God. I could not do that.
You couldn't?
I can't do, like, drops. Like, Sheikra at Busch Garden.
Ooh.
Oh. No.
You never did it?
I did it one time. My ex-boyfriend kind of forced me to
do
it. Not naming who.
Oh,
yeah. And no. I thought my stomach was coming out of my mouth.
Are you serious?
I swear to you. I just don't like drops, like that feeling.
Oh,
I hate that feeling.
Oh,
but there
gosh.
Are roller coasters that aren't like super droppy, you know, they kind of like, I don't mind the twists.
Ooh.
As long as they don't like twist and drop.
Oh,
I can't
yes.
do drops.
Ooh. Ooh, yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So wait, when you go on roller coasters, are your eyes open, hands up in the sky?
I'm screaming.
Oh.
Holding on for dear life now.
Oh,
I am screaming.
Gosh.
And let me tell you a story.
Oh, okay.
So me and my partner at the time, mm-hmm. Who is my son's dad now,
mm-hmm.
we, in our younger years, partook in... I won't call the devil's lettuce because God put it on this God green earth. But we were participating in recreational things. We went to... We went on a roller coaster whilst being...
Oh, wow.
...under the influence. And it was one of the worst experiences of my entire life. I felt like I was having a slow death.
Really?
I swear to you, I was like, when, like, just shaking my head, like, when is this over? When is it over? It was, I swear to you, that
oh
roller coaster,
gosh.
What felt like it lasted 10 minutes. It was probably only 2 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It felt like an eternity. I'll never do it again. And I think ever since then, I cannot do roller coasters like that anymore.
Really?
I scarred myself.
Oh, man. That's crazy. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
That
but
is
yeah,
so funny.
There's that. So, you know, and there's other things besides amusement parks that we can do here in Tampa.
I agree. Because,
yes.
Wait, you're going to say something.
If you're into walking, they have the beautiful Bayshore Boulevard.
Girl, see, took it out of my mouth. Yes, yes, okay.
Bayshore, they call it Bayshore Beautiful because it really is. It's where the mansions are. It's right off of the Tampa Bay. It's literally right next to one of the best hospitals in the country, Tampa General Hospital. They say that Tampa General Hospital, if there is an emergency and the president is over here on our side, he is supposed to go to Tampa General Hospital. That's where he has the credentials to go. Yes. So that's very cool. So, I mean, and everything is just right there. Beautiful, beautiful, right off, right on the water.
right there. Yes, you could do like segues. Yeah, you see people running, walking their dogs. Oh my gosh, it is beautiful. The only time it's not beautiful is during hurricane season.
Oh
yes,
that part. Let me tell you, those people who end up getting property over there are stuck at home because that area floods like no other.
Right? The only downfall. Man, the only downfall. Oh my goodness.
You can't go anywhere. And when I tell you, those streets get so flooded, you can't go anywhere. You can't even leave your driveway because you're, I mean, there's huge bodies of water on the street.
Yeah. Oh my, what do you do?
It just doesn't drain properly, I guess. And it takes a couple days for it to go away.
Wow. And they're just stuck.
Crazy.
It is. Oh, another thing I was going to say too, the ship Gasparilla.
Oh, yes, Gasparilla. Yes. If you don't know what Gasparilla is, you need to know. Gasparilla is Tampa's version of Mardi Gras in a nutshell. So, Gasparilla is basically the pirates from back in the day, Jose Gaspar, coming to invade the Tampa area. So we have a huge, I don't know if you call it a festival, but it's a huge parade where people from all kinds of businesses, all types of people are there throwing beads off of their, what do they call it?
Not like a ship, but like off the parade.
Yes. So they're throwing, I mean, it's very, very similar to Mardi Gras, just in Tampa. I mean, it's really cool because you'll have the entire Tampa Bay is filled with boats. People coming to celebrate, get drunk, really. A lot of people showing a lot of...
Oh.
Yes. Women are kind of showing off their assets, if you will. Very similar to Mardi Gras, except it's in Tampa. So that's really fun. And that happens in January.
January. Okay.
Yes. Very fun if you're in the area.
Okay. So yes, guys, if y'all are, you know, starting to plan some of your trips and you're thinking about coming here to Tampa, you know, if you want to come for Gasparilla Parade, January is the time. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And we got Ybor City.
Oh, Ybor City. Yes. Ybor City is amazing. I mean, it's crazy at night, but it's fun. It's very fun. What do you think about Ybor City?
I like it. Like, I know we went in the daytime because there used to be this spot. Gosh, because I know there's a movie theater out there.
Yes.
Yeah, and then there was this place where you could play games, I think. Like, it was, like, at the corner. I don't remember the name.
Game Time!
Was that it?
I think so. It's, like, a big arcade.
Yes. So, I'm assuming it's not there anymore.
So, it is there. Oh, they rebranded into a different name, which I don't know the name of it anymore. But it's still there. Still an arcade. Like, it's basically an adult arcade.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Which, kids are welcome to come, but you see a lot of dates there.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. That's so cool.
Yes.
So, okay. Yeah,
so they do have that.
Okay. See? That's not bad.
And they do have, which I think is really cool, Tampa, the Black community in the Tampa area is really starting to develop their own identity here. They have a lot of Black-owned bars and restaurants. Shout out to 7th and Grove, which is just amazing. They have the most amazing and tasty Sunday brunch. Listening to like lots of up-to-date R&B music and just it's beautiful. Women dressing up to the nines, just an entire vibe is all I can say. It's very beautiful. Such a nice place to go and just relax and get a nice drink.
Wow. Very, very nice. Do you have to dress up for it?
I would.
Oh.
I really would.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because you will be sticking out like a sore thumb if you don't dress up. Yes.
That is not bad. Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, speaking about like, you know, businesses and everything like that, my mom's been, have you ever been to the Columbia restaurant that's down
Columbia.
There in
Ybor?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. How is it? I've never been.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
I feel like because there's so many people that go to Columbia that travel through Tampa, I feel like they kind of take advantage of the fact that so many people go there, because it can be great. It could be great. It's very beautiful. It's like very Spanish style.
Yes.
Amazing food. Ooh. But they're just not that friendly.
Oh.
So if you go there, hopefully you guys get a different experience than what I've experienced there. The place is beautiful. I mean, they've decorated it very romantic Spanish style. It's so nice. Yes.
Oh,
I think you would love it. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I got to check it out. And I know they have one at the Tampa International Airport.
Yes. Which I've never been to that one.
Okay. You've seen it too? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I never been, and I'm like thinking maybe to go there on my way back. Oh. Yeah. Just to try it out, you know. But guys, speaking about food, is there a good spot to get Cuban sandwiches?
Oh gosh.
Yes. Because I mean, there's one that I know of, but it's in the hood. Yeah, and it's
what are you gonna say?
it's over by Young Middle Magnet School, and it's like this spot where they have like good Cuban sandwiches that you gotta get.
Is
that
it
you
Laborios?
Can get.
No, not Laborios. I don't think that's Cuban, actually.
Wait,
your Bracados? Is it Bracados? That's think that's a sandwich place.
Dang, I'm trying to think. It's like a really small spot. Like, it's like kind of like you'd miss it if you weren't seeing it, and you just gotta like pull up. Yes, I'd have to show it to you.
Okay.
Yes. Well, there's another one on 40th Street by the, I think, Instructional Services Center that I would go to, because I remember you came to visit me.
Yes, I sure did. Let me tell you, I don't know what I would do in my life. I was busy watching her work.
Why?
I would always see my girl while she was working. I don't know what I was doing. No, not working, obviously. No.
She had the luxury, y'all. Her man was taking care of her.
Not working. I'd be trying to visit her working. Oh, Lord.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh. No. Laborios. Wait.
Laborios, that's kind of hoodish.
It is. Is it the Cuban restaurant? No.
It's,
dang it.
I think Laborios is closer to, like, Palm River area.
Oh, my gosh. And it's huge. And it has some good.
Yes.
Always packed.
Always packed.
Okay.
Always packed.
And you go in, it's like the bar on the right.
Yes.
Girl, yes. Mm-hmm. I love the empanadas.
They're so good.
Oh my gosh. Yo, I would get big.
Really?
No way. Yes. I went last time I came.
You did?
Girl, yes.
Did you guys get empanadas?
We did. Ah! We sure did. Well,
did your mom go?
Dang, was she with us? I think it was my brother and I.
Okay.
Yes, and we went, and I got two beef. I think Robert wanted the chicken because he was trying to stay away from the beef, and then he ate the beef, and he's like, dang, I should have got it. Girl, yes. I was like, I won't stray you, you know, wrong.
Stray you wrong. Yes.
That word. So good. So, yeah, that place is good.
That
dang,
is so
yes, that place is so good.
The only place I could think of, and this is from just from people that do eat a lot of Cuban sandwiches, because let me tell you, here in Tampa, there are a lot of Cuban sandwich connoisseurs.
Mm-hmm.
And the one place that I hear get mentioned the most is Box of Cubans.
Ooh.
So Box of Cubans actually started in a gas station, and they got so popular that now they have their own establishment, and it's supposed to be one of the best Cubans in the area. So Box of Cubans.
No way.
Yes.
Okay, that spot. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So guys, if you're listening, check that spot out. Wow. Okay. And that's one of the things I love about Florida. The culture. Man, that, you know, you don't have in the Midwest. So you have like Caribbean, Latin, like Spanish, everything is right here. And like you have like lots of like Jerka is a good spot to check out, you know, for Caribbean restaurants if you want to check out. Yes, really, really good. But I mean, anywhere you go, I went into Walmart, went into the aisle, and they have like this whole Latin aisle with Goya products, everything. And like, I don't find that in the Midwest.
You don't?
No, not at all. Like they had every type of Dorito you could think of. We only get the orange one, the Mandarin one. I'm like, what? Yes, it's not the same.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
I know. I never thought about it. And that's one thing, just like you said.
It's not the same.
The beautiful thing about Florida, well, not Florida, because let's be honest, North Florida, I wouldn't even call Florida. That's another part of the South. Tampa specifically.
Yes.
It is such a beautiful melting pot of people. Yes. So many different cultures, just like Christine said.
Girl, yes.
People from different walks of life. Specifically, it's very Caribbean influenced. Yes. Very. Which I love.
Me too. Yes. Oh my goodness. And if you guys don't know, my best friend is Puerto Rican and I am Panamanian and Jamaican. So, I mean, it's like, it's amazing. Yes. And I think that's something that I like about us too, because of our cultures. Like everywhere you go, you'll see like either the boxing gloves.
Yes. Man. Oh yes. Or the flags.
Yes. Mm-hmm. People are out here representing. Yes. You don't see that in Illinois, like at all. Midwest.
That's so interesting.
No one has it. If I've seen it, it's probably been like once in like my 4 years I've been living there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No wow. one has it. No, you don't have anyone blasting their music. Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh. It's so different. Yeah.
Oh, that's so very interesting.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yes. So that is something. Yeah. Wow. But yeah, so that's huge. But I meant to ask, I think Tom Brady retired. So are people still going to be coming down here to root on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
So here's the thing is he retired and then got out of retirement.
Yes.
And that's why Giselle broke up with him.
Oh, because she wanted him to be over.
Yeah, she wanted him to finally spend time with the family.
Oh, I see.
You know, and he was like, no, football is...
Is it?
Football's life. So he went back to playing yes. football for the Bucks.
Yes. And
I don't know if he retired again. See, I'm not a football person.
See,
but...
No, I think. I think they were like, he put it in again. I got to look it up too again,
me
y'all.
Me too.
Because I don't...
Let me tell you, Tampa was on fire. Was on fire when Brady was in the Bucks. Let me tell you, the Tampa residents treated Tom Brady like he was the king. He was the king. And if you saw when we won the championship, the what do you call it? The Stanley?
Oh yeah, the Stanley Cup or something
yes.
like that. Yes. Yeah,
they
yeah.
had that man on a boat drinking out of it.
In, no.
in good old Tampa fashion on boats. Drinking, that man was
drunk
out of his ass, damn near about to fall into the Tampa Bay. It looked like he was having the time of his life, and I am here for it.
Really? Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. So the people of Tampa really embraced him.
Oh yeah. Oh,
what?
With welcome open arms.
That's
you
so funny.
Get us a championship, dude.
Yes, because the Bucks is not good, y'all.
No,
oh my goodness. No. Did you ever get a chance to see a game while he was playing?
No.
Oh, you did.
I would have loved to,
oh,
though.
Girl, me too.
Those tickets were probably so expensive.
Yeah, that part, you're right. Yeah, dang. Yeah, we just need some, you know, for us to keep like staying to win games.
Yes.
Yes. And I remember there was a time where the Bucks won and I think the hockey team won.
Yes.
Too. I was like, wow,
we were, that's why they call it Champa Bay. Champa
yes.
Bay, home of the champions.
Yes. Oh my goodness, man. So
yep.
Talking about Florida, yes. Well, I hope we can keep it up, guys.
Yes, I really do. And if you guys can pressure Christine and her husband Robert to like make the move over here, that'd be great. Thank you.
I know, right, man?
I want my best friend back.
I know. I look back and I'm like, why did I leave again? Man, like the weather is gorgeous, y'all. We're outside. Like it's not even too hot. The wind's blowing. I mean, oh, it's just beautiful. Beautiful. And I know some people may be asking, okay, well, Florida is good, Tampa is good, what about the crocodiles and alligators?
Oh yeah, no, that's one thing. Florida has the craziest wildlife. They have these big old birds, they call them sandhill cranes, but they might as well be like raptors from Jurassic Park. They sound like it. They're like 6 feet tall. They're maybe not 6 feet tall. Maybe I'm dramatic. But they're at least like 5'5". They got to be like our size.
Oh, the ones that we can't like
yes,
run over?
You, exactly.
Oh, that
and they're
so
protected.
Slow.
The nerve
yeah.
of them.
I know.
And they, I mean, they are mean. They are so mean. And they sound crazy.
Oh my god!
They sound like real life dinosaurs.
No, dang, I don't think I've heard them.
Oh man, they sound crazy.
No, wait, how yeah. do they sound?
I can't even do it right now.
I was like,
my girl trying to get me out here looking crazy. Because I was about to do it. I'm like,
girl, I want to hear.
gotta hear him now, okay?
I gotta hear it. Oh my
god. Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh, so speaking about it, guys. So last year, you know, it was hurricane season. Well, hurricane season is every year, but yeah, it was pretty bad for Tampa. Yeah. And you said that we're protected.
Yeah. Oh, I sure did. Let me tell you about Tampa and all these dang, like, mythical, who knows. So, as you know, Florida gets riddled with hurricanes every single year. Last season, we were going to get hit by, I don't even remember. There's so many hurricanes that I forget which one we're on.
I know.
Honestly.
I don't remember his name.
I don't remember. It was Ian.
Ian?
Oh, yeah.
Was it Ian? I think it was Ian.
Let me tell you, Ian was, like, this close to hitting Tampa. We were all bracing for it. We were ready. We were trying to figure out, should we leave? Because this is a Category 4 hurricane, almost a Category 5. At the very last minute, it turns and hits Fort Myers area, and it devastated. I mean, completely annihilated the Fort Myers, Sarasota area. And it was really catastrophic for them. But here's the thing, is that that was meant for us. Now, they say that the reason why we don't get hit is because Tampa was built on Indian burial grounds that are protecting us. Tampa, why would these Indians be protecting us if we've taken their land?
True.
That's a great question.
That is.
But that's what they say, is they say because Tampa is built on Indian burial grounds, we're protected by them. And that's why we have not been hit by a hurricane since the early 1900s.
Dang, it's been that long.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So we just don't get hit. We get very close to it, but it has never hit us.
No, you're right, because all these years we've been living, it never hits.
Never. And if we do get hit by a hurricane, it's like a thunderstorm.
That part,
I mean, I remember going through a hurricane and being on the phone outside. It's...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's just raining and a little wind and here and there, but it was nothing crazy.
Wow.
Nothing crazy. Just a regular Tampa, because, you know, Tampa, they call it home of the lightning for a reason. We are the lightning capital.
That is true.
It's crazy how much lightning there is over here.
Ooh! Yeah. Yeah, you're like, dang.
You're like, holy moly, he was mad up there.
Oh my gosh, exactly. Man, so yes, because everyone always is like, oh, Florida, I don't want to move there because of the hurricanes. And I'm like, well, if you move to Tampa, you really don't have to worry about that.
You really don't.
Yes.
You really don't.
Yes, at all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not bad. I'm trying to think, down dead maybe I mean Dale Mabry.
Yes.
Isn't there, like, would you say there's things to do over on that side,
Dale Mabry
or
area? Well,
or
so,
like,
so passing Dale Mabry and, like, going into, like, the Wesley Chapel area, they do have a new outlet mall very close. It's about 30 minutes away from Tampa, and it's beautiful. They have so many restaurants. They have this huge play. It's like a big arcade. I don't remember the name of it, but it's humongous. I'll see if I can remember.
Oh, wow.
The name of it.
Dang, that's not bad.
Yeah, but the outlet is there. It looks beautiful during wintertime because they make it look all festive and green. And
oh my goodness,
it's
how
very
beautiful.
Pretty. Yes.
Wow.
So that's like the Wesley Chapel, Lutz, passing Dale Mabry.
Oh, okay. Got you. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. So Tampa really is, like, building up more and more and more. Wow.
Oh, it's called Main Event.
Oh.
Yes. The arcade area is called Main Event. So it's very similar to Dave and Buster's, but massive.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Better food?
Better food.
Really?
I think they have a bowling alley in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's very cool. Mm-hmm.
Dang, you've been everywhere.
Girl, I gotta do something. I gotta get out this house.
I know, right? Oh, my gosh. Man, you know, we've talked about so many things, but one of the things we haven't spoke about are the beaches.
The beaches.
Yes.
Tampa's known for some of the best beaches out there.
They really are, y'all. Yes. Is there any particular ones that you're like, this is a must that you should go see?
A lot of people love going to Anna Maria Island.
Okay.
Yep. It's beautiful. I mean, sandy, powdery sand. Just beautiful. Oh, wow. Just incredibly beautiful.
So right now, at this very moment, we are going through, Tampa has moments where we go through red tide, and it's like a bacterial growth inside of the water. And what that does, I think, if I know, like, if I'm learned correctly, it takes the oxygen out of the water, and it kills a lot of the sea life. Oh, so wow. That's the only thing that we're going through now, but it doesn't happen often. Other than that, I mean, the beaches are just beautiful, beautiful. And it gets packed because for that reason, it's so many things to do. They got bars everywhere for you to get your drink on and, you know, just, it's so nice. It really is.
Oh, wow. Okay. See, that's not bad. I've never been to Anna Maria Island. I've always heard of, I always go to Clearwater.
Yes.
That's the one.
Yes. Because Anna Maria Island, it is a little bit of a drive, but it's once you get there, you're like, oh my gosh, it's beautiful.
Really? Okay. Is that more of like the bougier beach?
I think so.
Okay.
I really do. Okay. I think it's a little more secluded just because it's a bit more of a drive, and a lot of people don't want to have to take that drive. But to be honest with you, if you're a tourist here, I recommend you stay the night over there. If you can find like a little Airbnb or even kind of stay in a hotel in that area, it's stunning. Beautiful beach.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm going to have to definitely check it out next time. Heck for yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That is not bad at all. Okay.
I'm sure last time you came, you went to the Tampa River Walk.
Oh, yes.
Did you like it?
Loved it.
Tampa Riverwalk is beautiful.
It is. That is. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. I think if you're doing the sidewalk, I recommend like some good shoes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
Getting some good shoes. Yes. Again, it's right off the water. The canal. I forgot what you call it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh, I don't know the name of it.
But there is a restaurant that's right at the end of Tampa Riverwalk called Jackson's.
I remember you telling me about it.
Did you guys get a chance? No!
We didn't.
You guys got on the boat, did you?
Yes, we got on the boat and we saw people were getting off to go there, but
yes!
We didn't.
Oh, you're going to have to do that next time.
Man, so it's really nice.
It's so nice.
Two stars or $2 signs?
No, it's about... It's about three and a half, four dollar signs.
Oh, okay, okay. And you go dressed up.
You can go dressed up. There are people that go, you know, you can wear like sandals and stuff. Just look cute.
Okay.
You know, just like cute casual.
I can do that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
For sure. Yes. Very cute casual. Again, it's right off the water. Majority of the time, it's really hot. So they always have fans blowing and things of that nature. It's so nice.
Ooh,
and okay. They do serve sushi there too, actually.
Okay, so okay, I'm seeing
all
the trend.
Kind of things, yes.
Okay, you like a lot of sushi.
I love sushi.
Yes, she does.
I love sushi.
Okay, no. See, I didn't go because last time we were going to get on the boat, but we had like a 20-minute wait, so we walked over to that Starbucks.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
yes.
Across the bridge, and we did that. So no, I didn't get a chance to. Okay.
Oh my gosh. So did you? So you didn't walk the entire river walk?
We did. I think earlier we did because we went over to that spot.
Eulalie?
I think, yeah, where they got all the restaurants inside.
Yes.
And stuff. Yes.
There's a restaurant called Eulalie.
Oh, I don't know.
Which is based on, I think she was a princess. She was an Indian princess here from the Tampa area. And they named the restaurant after her.
Oh, no way.
The restaurant is expensive as crap, but it's amazing.
Really?
Good food.
Eulalie, like, what do they serve? Like,
They serve a good amount of seafood.
Oh.
Yes, they do have seafood. It's a bit bougie, but they also have other things. Like if you're not into seafood or like salmon or, you know, things of that nature, they do have other things.
Oh.
Like steaks. They do have steaks also. It's very good.
Ooh.
Yes, so ooh. I think you guys will love you lately.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's been there for a while, or is that pretty new?
It's been there for, at least.
Okay.
Shucks, I want to say eight years at least.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's been there for a while. It's so nice. Very pretty.
Ooh.
Over there.
Yes. Okay. Okay, definitely have to check that out. Got it.
But
okay.
Yeah, I think we've come up with a lot of places that I think, and you think.
I think so.
Would be really, really good spots to stop at if you do make a stop at Tampa.
Yes, yes. So yeah. For sure. If you guys are coming, you know, definitely bring your bathing suits.
Yes.
Yes. Sunglasses.
you know, sunscreen.
Yes. All that. Because, I mean, would you say there are times when Tampa does kind of get cold?
It does.
Okay.
It has. Well, depends on what cold is to you guys. Cold to us is anything under 65 degrees.
Yes.
If it's in the 40s, I mean, that's like frozen tundra to us. Like, forget about it. You might as well be in Canada.
Yes.
So perfect weather for us here in Florida is probably mid-70s, mid to low 70s. It's just perfect. The humidity isn't there. It's breezy. It's nice and sunny, but it's not too cold, but it's not hot either. The sun is really outshining. It's just perfect.
So, yes, it is. Like, now it's really, really nice. Oh, it's just lovely. Oh, and now for the month of March, isn't it Strawberry Festival time?
So in Plant City, which is a little bit more inland in Florida, there's a little city. They call it the Itty Bitty Plant City. And Plant City is known for their strawberry festivals. And you wonder, why is there a whole festival for strawberries?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, there's a lot of migrants that have come here, and they plant a lot of fruits and vegetables. And so it's become a really big staple in their community to serve all of those things that they've grown and sell them to the public. They are so sweet and tasty.
Oh my gosh, they are
Biggest, best strawberries you can have.
Yes, they're so good. Yes, and if you are at the fair or the fairgrounds or strawberry festival,
yes.
I don't know if you ever had it, but their donut burger.
No.
Oh my gosh.
Did you have one?
Yes, years ago. Really good. Lots of calories, but it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can imagine.
Yes.
Is it like the glazed donut?
Yeah, from Krispy Kreme. Yes. So good. So yes, if you guys want to stop for that, but I think, you know, definitely go for the strawberries. And also, if you don't go inside to get it, you can go to Parksdale. Yes. Fun. That place has really good strawberry shortcake and strawberry shortcake like smoothies or whatever, and it's like a farmer's market.
Strawberry pizzas?
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
It's like, ooh. It's not necessarily like a pizza like with pizza sauce. It's like dough with like strawberry glaze and cut up pieces of strawberries. It is the tastiest thing.
Oh
ever.
My gosh, that sounds so good.
Yes.
Man.
So good.
Okay, I gotta check it out.
You won't lose weight here, I'll tell you that.
Right? Yeah, now I see why I had to lose so many pounds just to get in the military. But yeah. Hey. We did it. Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Yes. And now eating again. Oh my gosh. Well, we hope you all enjoy this episode. And I'm so grateful and thankful that my best friend Karina was part of the episode.
Guys.
Yes. And we're here in person. So, yes. Yeah. So stay tuned for the next episode next Sunday. All right.
Bye,
bye guys. Oh my goodness, y'all. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. First of all, if y'all can tell me how many times I said the word yes, please let me know on my socials. Oh my goodness, you can follow me at Unapologetically Mahogany on YouTube, on Instagram. I mean, everywhere. And of course, here on Apple Podcasts. This episode was so much fun. It's nothing but good vibes. Good energy, good company with my best friend, Karina. We had so much fun doing this episode. So whenever you all are in the Tampa Bay area, you know, make sure that you do check out some of those places that we mentioned. Tampa is literally one of the best cities I could have ever lived in. And every time I go back, I miss it more and more. There's so much things to do. And I don't know, I just can't say enough about Tampa. Tampa Bay, Florida, the Tampa Bay area, the Bay, you know, all those things. So I know I mentioned a helicopter ride that you can do, and it's from Fly Venture. So search for them on Google, to Fly Venture, and specifically click on Tampa. There are different cities that you can visit in Florida. That is the one that we did. If you're ever on my YouTube channel, you can actually find the video that I did for our helicopter ride. It takes you all throughout the Tampa Bay area. You see all of the highlights, some that we mentioned in this episode, to include Tom Brady's home, over. He lives over like in the Bayshore area. And a really, really nice side part. We also mentioned the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you will also see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers field. Just like so many highlights that we talked about, you will get on that helicopter ride. So make sure to check that out. Again, it's Fly Adventure. And again, if you are not, you know, tuned in to my socials, again, I am at Unapologetically Mahogany on Instagram, on YouTube, and all that and more. And also, you know, follow my best friend on her Etsy page. It's The Nookery. That's N-O-O-K-E-R-Y. That's N as Nancy, O-O-K-E-R-Y. The Nookery. She has a lot of great items to pick from and choose from that you got to pay for, but they're great quality, just good gifts, y'all. So check her out as well. And yeah, I appreciate y'all so much. You know, give me a like, a comment, you know, rate me on my podcast and what you think so far, what you're hearing. You know, follow me on my socials and let me know there. I want to know who you are. You know, who, you know, listens to my podcast, listen to the episodes. Let me know which one's your favorite. I appreciate y'all so much.